It's 107.7 The Bone, Baby Huey and Chas here. Chasta next to Rock. Here we are in the next round. And so with that being said, it only seems fitting that we highlight and interview these bands who made it to the next round of the competition, and specifically here in the Bay Area. So we're super excited to talk to one of our favorite bands.
Well, we are so proud of the rock and roll that we represent here in the Bay Area, and this band is certainly a part of that fabric. We've got Andrew from Pushing the Sun. What's up, Andrew?
How are you guys doing? It's good to be here, right?
Fantastic.
Thank you. Awesome. Thank you for making the time today. So, yeah, Andrew, it's a really exciting time right now. We've been talking to all the bands who are in this part of the competition. And so, with that being said, just in case anyone who may or may not have heard Pushing the Sun before, as we know, you're the singer of the band, but just kind of give a little backstory on the band. Just how long have you guys been together? And actually explain, how did the band come together?
All right, well, shoot, we got to be pushing a little over 5 years, maybe 6 years almost now, just coming up on. Good group of guys. Kind of came together just at the right time. I'd known Billy Connolly, the guitarist. He was absolutely phenomenal. Not only just a band member, but I'm a fan.
Yeah.
So we've known each other for a long time, and he was kind of coming out of a project right as I was basically coming out of a project. He happened to have the great Larry Smith, who unfortunately no longer with us. Mm-hmm. We are doing a benefit show on his birthday on November 4th for him, but a fantastic bass player, played four keys at the same time and sang backups. I mean, this guy was amazing. So two of them I'd already had a strong connection for years before. And then AJ, the drummer, and myself were kind of meandering around a little bit, and it was just perfect timing when we all came together at the same time. And we knew from the first time we got together and jammed that there was definitely something special going. There's something special happening. And more importantly, I think it was probably the first band where I really legitimately got along with everybody that was in the band. Like, we just really liked each other, you know?
So it's kind of a miracle in rock and roll.
Oh, man, you know? I mean, it's unheard of outside of, you know, the exceptional Rolling Stones. So I don't know if they like each other or not, but I don't know how any group of people can be around each other that long, you know, or still even be alive.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. Well, Baby Huey and I have seen you guys a million times. We try to make it to all the Pushing the Show Sun shows that we can. So we obviously know your sound, but tell your band sound to anybody who's never heard of you or seen you live.
Okay, well, that's always a tough one for me. So what I do is I usually explain it to what I hear other people kind of say about
okay,
it.
Okay, fair enough.
Just because I was, you know, yeah, when you create something, it's hard to be like, oh, yeah, we sound like this. I don't know.
Right.
So we got, you know, Billy, kind of like these melodic and kind of droning guitar sounds, man. Like I said, this guy's amazing. I sometimes compare him to like a modern-day Robin Trower with the kind of abilities he's got. And we, you know, we got heavy riffs, but melodic, good hard rock band. We've been told by a couple of people that they could hear like our influences might be like Stone Temple Pilots, Alice in Chains, somewhere in that vein.
Mm-hmm.
I hear different things, but that's, you know, from being on the inside and stuff, I could easily see where it is. And those are all been huge influences for me. So I guess we're somewhere in that realm.
I definitely think that's a compliment for sure.
without a doubt, you know?
Yeah. Well, you talk about those. Are those some of your influences, would you say? Or who are your main influences?
Especially as a singer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, I kind of fell in love with Zeppelin, you know, at an early age. So anything that had that kind of driving guitar and dynamics and emotional builds in these climaxes, you know, where you listen to the song for those specific moments. Those things are what really captured me as a kid. So those are the kind of things I'm always drawn to. As far as singers, yeah, I mean, how can you do wrong with like a Scott Weiland or Chris Cornell or stuff? You know, even local legend Hetfield had a big influence on me.
Yeah.
So these are things that like I know their influences on me because this is stuff I gravitated to, like records, you know, as a kid buying and putting them on and listening to them in my living room. Remember the good old days when like you buy a record or a CD and you sit in your bedroom on the floor and you read every page of it. You
absolutely,
know?
Yeah.
It was magic times. So
those were the days.
Absolutely. So yeah. Andrew, also with you guys, since you've been around but now going pretty hard for the last 5-6 years. Just specifically here in the Bay Area, where are some of your favorite venues to play? And with that being said, is there a particular favorite show you've had here in the Bay Area?
You know, one thing I can say is I love these venues that are still kind of hark back to the golden ages, is what I say. Like a place like Slim's out in San Francisco, where they still treat you as a welcome addition to the club. You know, like Slim's is known for, you know, they got a great cook, they feed you, got a good green room, treat you right, got a great stage, great sound. Really love Bottom of the Hill too. Paul, sound guy over there, really takes care of people.
Yep.
Our hometown kind of place where it gave us a start, and every time we play there, it's just an amazing welcome, is Vinny's in Concord.
Yes.
So, you know, just a good spot. Of course, I'm a little biased now. I think San Jose has got a great venue called The Ritz.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And I mean, talk about throwing back to the good times. You walk in there and you immediately feel nostalgia just from all the great bands that you know played there. You know, before it was called The Ritz, you know, it's just kind of a local legend spot that, you know, it's been redone and kind of brought back to present time. And it's just, it's a good vibe there. So you'll find me there all the time.
Yeah. So when the next To Rock competition came around and you heard about it, why did you decide to go for it and just jump in with Pushing the Sun?
You know, are you talking about with you guys?
Yeah.
For the actual contest. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is we don't do a lot of these, you know, but 107.7, you guys are, you know, you guys are the beacon of music right now, especially the two of you. I give you guys credit, Chesta and Baby Hugh. I see you guys at countless shows. You guys are a real face that's connected to the locals and stuff. So anytime you guys are doing something, yeah, I see that you guys are building momentum and creating that music community that I'm so fond of, and kind of protective of it, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
So when you guys get going on something, I want to be a part of it too, you know?
That means a lot, so, Andrew. Thank you for saying that.
Yes, thank you.
We're very much about building the local rock community here as much as, you know, you can. It is like a family, you know?
Yeah.
It
absolutely.
Is. It is. And you can see it. Like when you go out, you see all the same faces all the time.
Yeah.
There's people that got passion behind this. This is the way of life.
Absolutely.
You know?
Well, so from your perspective, so let's just say hypothetically, Pushing the Sun does win the grand prize, which is a record deal and radio airplay all around the country. What would that mean for you and the rest of the band?
Oh, man, that would... That would be an amazing feeling. We've been working on pre-production. No joke, we probably got about 22 songs kind of just about ready just to put like the icing on it and get going. I mean, having some help and getting a real label kind of going to put together an album would be amazing, you know?
Yeah.
Like I said, it was something we've been working on for a while. So, I mean, timing would be absolutely perfect.
It would be a launching pad for sure. Now, as part of the win, you get to have these kind of rock star in their own right, in many ways, mentors that are in the industry and have done a ton of things. You've got Gavin Rosdale, Bob Ezrin, and Desmond Child. Out of those names, who would be most, you would be most stoked to do?
Well, you just said Gavin Rosdale. I mean, But Bush, another big influence, right? I remember when they came on quick and strong.
Yeah.
I remember I just moved back from New York to California, and that's all I could hear. And it was such a good sound, such a refreshing sound at the time for me. That'd be epic.
That wouldn't suck.
No, not at all. Not at all. Yeah. You guys got all kinds of names in there.
Yeah.
So,
just stare at his pretty eyes.
What a joy.
Yeah.
So, Andrew, so just looking ahead for Pushing the Sun, can you tell us what does the band have lined up for the rest of this year and even looking ahead to 2018?
Yeah, so the biggest thing we got on books right now is November 4th at Vinny's. We are doing... a show in remembrance of our boy Larry Smith. Mm-hmm. So it would have been his birthday. So we're just going to celebrate and kind of remember all the good times with a bunch of good friends and family and get together. As far as that goes, 2018 I think is the time where everything will come back together for us. Like, cool. We've been working really hard, kind of behind the scenes, and we got a lot of stuff we're ready to present. 2018 should be the time when we drop it all on everybody.
Nice. I love to hear that. Well, we're super stoked to see what's next for Pushing the Sun. We've been fans forever, so that will certainly continue in the new year. We're super stoked for you, Andrew.
Yeah, Chesta, Baby Hugh, thank you so much for giving us a call, and you know, thanks for doing these kind of things. Seriously, it's good seeing you guys' faces out there, and that means a lot to all of us musicians, seeing that there is a big station out there kind of keeping an eye on the local scene.
Yeah.
That means a lot.
It's our passion and our pleasure.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Andrew.
Right on, guys.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Andrew.
Good luck.